Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Injustice Radar podcast with your disappointed host, Michael Terabay.
As personal stories go, this one is personal to me, so I must say at the start here that this is only my view and opinion, as all of these episodes are. My point I'm making here is a small one, but still, as an INTJ, my logic process will always notice these small things that most humans couldn't care less about. So this is in no way meant to be insensitive towards anyone else. This is Season 1, Episode 5 of the Injustice Radar Podcast. I want to begin with some questions to you, the listeners. What color is October? Okay, when you think of the month of October, think of a color if you had to choose what would remind you of October. Okay, now, let's say you had to pick another. What's the second color that comes to mind? I'll wait here. And finally, even if you had to pick yet a third color, what would it be? I promise, that's all the colors I'm going to ask. All right, everyone have the three colors now? I will guess here that you may have chosen black, orange, yellow, brown, red, or even green maybe. Am I close? But what I'm also going to guess here is that no one chose the color pink. Why would you think of pink for October anyway? It doesn't make sense. Well, maybe for April or May. Well, as you may have noticed, during the fall, sports teams will wear pink sports gear and, of course, the pink ribbon for breast cancer. I hate cancer, all cancers. I've personally lost relatives to other kinds of cancers, but yeah, it's cancer nonetheless. I've asked many females of all ages and some males these questions over several years, actually during the month of October. What about all the sports leagues wearing pink for awareness? And then they'll say, oh yeah. Was this a trick question? I know it's not scientific, of course, but to me it makes sense. Many, many years ago, a younger, more insensitive me would say, don't pink my October, pick a different month. But this was shortly after a close relative passed away from another cancer that may not have received as much attention or funds for research, and much more deadlier. I know during fall sports, it's a better time to reach more awareness, but my small, unscientific sample size of questions didn't add up. Full disclosure here, my birthday is in October, probably the reason why I noticed it in the first place. Also, again, cancer is horrible. If you look online at the new cases versus deaths of those cases, you'll notice right away in men, prostate cancer is usually the most new cases, and in women, you'll also see breast cancer as the most new cases. So what's the big deal then? Now look again. You'll notice in new cases for men and women that pancreatic cancer is at the bottom in men or near the bottom for women. Then notice the amounts of deaths in relation to those new cases of pancreatic cancer for both. It's not good. For men, as of this recording, there were 30,400 new cases, and the resulting deaths were 24,640. For women, new cases, 27,200, and deaths, 22,410. You don't want pancreatic cancer. It's very hard to get to surgically, as opposed to a breast that has defined screening and easy access to surgically. It wouldn't be unreasonable to think maybe a better place for research and shared funds would be pancreatic cancer research, since the gap in new cases to survival rate is very poor. Okay, I should end this here. I'm not a doctor. It's just one person's view that started when I noticed this years ago and asking, why is my team wearing pink? And here we are now. I want to thank you for listening to the Injustice Radar Podcast. You can follow on Instagram and Twitter. Stay safe.